This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Draft Defence Production and Export Promotion Policy 2020. The participants are Lieutenant General Retired Sanjay Kulkarni, Defence Analyst, and Ajay Banerjee, Journalist.
General Kulkarni, it talks about having 25 billion export programs till 2025. Also talks about developing a dynamic, robust and competitive defense industry and aerospace and naval shipping industry. How do you see this coming?
I would say if we can achieve what we are actually looking at, it should indeed be an excellent start and to begin with, real Atmanirbhar in terms of defense production and export promotion policies concerned. Because until and unless we actually achieve what they have stated out to be 1,75,000 crore, that's about $25 billion turnover by 2025, which moves about $5 billion of export, which involves basically the aerospace and defense goods services. I think it's a fantastic thing. Just too good, but it has to be achieved now. It is on paper. Now it is up to us how we go about implementing it.
General Kulkarni, last year we exported goods of around 10,000 crores, that is almost 1.3 billion, is it correct?
Very rightly so, because what happens, certain very high-end equipment does get exported, and that is what is very, very important. Rightly so, and I think that is one place where we can achieve, because I look at it, tremendous export potential, and that export potential must be exploited, and we have the wherewithal, we have the man, the skill power, we have the resources, we have the raw material, we have everything. All that we require is now the political will has been given. It has been said, we will achieve it. And now it is up to us to go ahead and achieve it.
Mr. Modi's 6 years plus two, five years in the first tenure and a year plus in this tenure, he has spoken eloquently about Make in India. This is the first time that we are setting targets, 1.75 lakh crore, 25 billion turnover of Indian goods, another 5 billion exports. And we are also setting targets for the first time about procurement reforms, indigenization and support of MSME startups, optimization of resource allocation, innovations in R&D, DPS use in OFP. So you all know that the DRDO has been asked to streamline some new technologies through the route of having offset partners. How do you see these changes coming then, Kulkarni?
DRDO has actually been doing a lot. But as I saw, a lot of it is like high-end, very critical, like Agni, Prithvi, a lot in Pinaka, Tejas, a lot of wide range of radars, you looked at it, including the Arjun main battle tank. But somewhere I find that the DRDO really needs to gear up is this small arms industry. And that is one which you have found even quite recent also, you do hear about importing small arms. I think that's one place where we should actually be able to hone our skills to such an extent. There's tremendous export potential and tremendous amount of design organization that we have. The government has created a lot. There's an armament research and development establishment in Pune. It is only supposedly to do only research and design. You have the ordnance factory board, which have now to be corporatized soon, which again should give a tremendous amount of impetus. You have PSUs, you have whole lot of this private industry available to us. I think we must look at it. But what I would say in the Make in India, what the Prime Minister has actually said, you know, there are certain strategies that we must look at where the imports are very, very expensive. Hypersonic missiles, ballistic and cruise missiles, you have the fifth generation fighter aircraft, now you have a 4.5 generation Rafales come to us, your secure communication, cyber security, surveillance, artificial intelligence, robotic industries, all of it. This is where we have the brains and we have all the potential. Believe you me, you go around and you see these youngsters from the IITs and some of them, even in the finding the DRDO, some young scientists coming in. You see in the ISRO, some young scientists over there. You see in the OAB, some of these young boys who do their courses abroad. Fantastic potential. I don't know what happens to them. They probably just, I would use the word laid back. But yes, there's something that seems to have gone wrong. So much of brain, so much of potential, and I think lovely startups, amount of encouragement that the government is giving in MSMEs is super. Money available, loans available, fit for military use startups available. We have to translate all these things on paper, on ground.
Sir, we will go point by point for the policy. First, it talks about having, we want to reduce dependence on imports and to take forward Make in India initiatives through domestic design and development. General Kulkarni, how are these important, domestic design and development?
Like you say, start to begin with the small arms. 2001, something like 400 plus licenses have been issued for their participation in the defense industry. Tanks, you know, armored vehicles, heavy vehicles, helicopters, you say so much of electronic equipment, earth moving equipment, special alloys, steel, whole lot of these ranges which are available. We must, and this research and development, innovation, even I would say transfer of technologies, even if supposing the AK-203, which may be coming in soon, or the 6-hour rifles which have now been imported. All of these imports do lead to a tremendous amount of absorption and refinement of your own technologies. Today, I must say, we have a very, very reasonable labor, very hard-working labor available at a very decent cost. And if we are not to exploit that potential of human resource that we have, I think we would be erring somewhere. We would really be going wrong somewhere then.
Dr. Kulkarni, there is a very important aspect in the policy. It talks about it needs to promote export of defense products and become part of global defense value chain.
The government for export promotion have also said that 25% of the revenues that you earn, you know, put it back. In fact, it would make it essential after some time that all your expenditures, 25% of it, you must earn in revenues through exports. That is one. The second thing is, yes, you know, there are global chains the world over. There could be some established brands which may not be doing too well abroad for whatever the reasons it may be. This is the time now. And we won't say that you don't buy them, but involve them. Involve them in joint ventures, involve them in joint production, involve them in design, involve them in innovation. And then metallurgy is such a small thing. You have such high-end materials which are available, such critical technologies that are available, that can you reach 85% of on your steam. It is just that last 15% where you're competing for, where you find someone helps you in the critical technologies and tells you, look, the strengthening of this particular metal could be done by adding so much additional zinc to it or so copper to it, the material available in India for export, and to be able to absorb the technology from abroad.
Sir, we have long been spoken about investment promotion, FDI, and ease of doing business. Recently, the government increased the automatic FDI to 74% in the defense sector. Do you think that will help, because this is also part of the policy?
Who would not want to invest in India if the returns are there? If the returns are there, everybody will invest in India. This is one country where you can still get bang for your buck and more than what you invest. The returns are tremendous. I'm telling you, at the worst, it may be 18-19, but 6-8% assured return. And with the kind of technical knowledge and skills that we have.
The policy also talks about building a robust defense industry, aerospace and naval shipbuilding. In naval shipbuilding, I believe that we are doing pretty much well, because a lot of our ships in the past 10 years are all made locally. In aerospace, the Tejas is coming up. The helicopter, what we call the ALS, the Master Helicopter Group, has come up. What more can be done?
In the naval listing, a tremendous amount of boost has been given. You find the shipyards in Goa, you find the Garden Breach, which are there, the HAL over there. As long as we have returns, and all of these public sector undertakings have started giving returns, there's tremendous amount. Nobody shares critical technologies with you. If you can have 4 submarines made abroad and 6 of them made in India, you suddenly find in the same span of time you can make 10. You just see the difference it makes. Because we're able to absorb technologies, we're able to make in India, that is one. Be able to understand, design, and completely make in India. Say, opposing our own Tejas, which is being made with all the high end which could be added inside. Nobody would know what it is. So, a very big thing.
Sir, the policy also talks about having multiple strategies. The policy, as we all know, was announced yesterday. It is talked about, this is as we are discussing the MOD draft, this Defense Production Export Promotion Policy 2020. They have asked for comments by the 17th of August. People can give on the website of the Ministry of Defense. And the policy, the policy talks about procurement reforms, PPSUs and OSBs. Could you please tell our listeners what could these procurement reforms be, one, and two, what could be the reforms in PPSUs and OSBs?
In any procurement reform that we are looking at, which basically is that they should not be written into solid paperwork which involve tying up such. It should be one simple as that. You are going in for a procurement of a particular item, and if it is G2G, nothing like it. If it is not even G2G for policy for reform, because after all, what is it they are looking at? You are looking at indigenization. If you are looking at indigenization, procurement reform must be very easy, very simple. Anybody who looks at procuring anything from anywhere, it must be done at without any paperwork. It's too much of paperwork and too many files to move from one end to the other end. I understand files may be moving 17 tables before an actual procurement takes place. Then it becomes very difficult. So there has to be a policy for reforms, as you rightly said. Procurement reform, indigenization. If you have to support your MSMEs, they have to be given. You have to support your startups, they have to be given. If you have want FDIs to be coming in, there, anybody and everybody, it is a one window disposal of a particular item that you require. I think nothing better than that, what can happen.
Sir, there is a talk of corporatization, the OSB, getting them into corporates, the 41 ordnance board factories which we have. What could this mean?
Now is the time for the ordnance factories, as rightly said. Corporatization involves absorbing good and corporate practices with the view that whatever investment that the government has done over the years in terms of capital, in terms of machineries, in terms of skilled manpower, in terms of estates, in terms of R&D, it must be now put to use, and everybody must be able to compete. The user wants A item. Anybody and everybody within the private industry in India or anywhere even abroad, and the ordnance factory boards or the PSUs or the private MSMEs are willing now can compete for it and bid for it. After the corporatization, I think it's a win-win situation for the OFB, and the OFB must also see it in that light, that they are not being privatized, nobody is losing their job, everybody will now be gaining from corporatization, and that is how they should be able to contribute much more than what they were doing earlier.
But this policy which the MOD is bringing out, there are around 8 different public sector undertakings, all of them profit-making companies, most of them Navratra companies. I will name a few for the listeners. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited Hall is a DPSU. Even the BEML is a DPSU. Bell, the Behrot Electronics Limited, a huge. Megalith is also a DPSU. Can Kukani, what will be the role of the DPSU?
When we say indigenization, or when we create these PSUs and defense PSUs and everybody to see that it is indigenized, if under the garb of indigenization they were to use that backroom for importing items and just put that label of Make in India into it, that would be wrong. Indigenization means you make it in India, and you make it at a much cheaper rate, and you have to ensure. Otherwise, you'll find that this outsourcing business, that I wanted to make a particular, say, motor, and since I can't make it, you outsource it. Okay, this particular motor will I issue an RFI, and everybody starts competing for it and says, okay, I'll make a motor. I am not asking him, where is he making the motor? It could be well anywhere in the world. He just imports it because he knows that within that cost that has been laid out for him, he finds it profitable to import and still make 5 or 10% profit on it. That is where we go wrong. We must ensure that, no question, the seller may be a company which has got an Indian name, doesn't matter, but we have to go and see whether do they make it in India or they're assembling in India. If they're assembling in India or just bringing it into India, not done. They must make it in India. That is where I think the government also and the Prime Minister also, when he says self-reliant, Atmanirbhar, all that will only be possible when we have confidence in our own.
Then Kukani, innovation and research and development. That is the topic also listed in the policy. A lot of our young startups are doing a lot of good R&D, and they are doing a lot of innovation, especially in the technologies of unmanned aerial systems, even in missile systems. How do you see this happening?
National institutes, you see these IITs, you see some of these boys who have had maybe 1 or 2 years of exposure abroad, have come back to India with love for wanting to manufacture in India. We really need to support a startup, and I find my own involvement in maybe even in small arms, I notice there is tremendous amount of capacity, there's tremendous amount of talent which is there in India. We also have the DRDO as is designed, the ZARD is say for small arms. Even all the PSUs and all the ordnance factories also have their own internal design. So we also have Army Design Bureaus, we have the Naval Design Bureau. There is no dearth of it. There requires now a synergy to be able to use them and to ensure that we give a kind of a boost, kind of support, maybe a bit of protectionism to these people who are just about startup, because they are all young and not too much of capital investment. They invest in maybe 20 lakhs, 25 lakhs, or even sometimes as low as 5 lakhs. We must encourage them.
How hopeful are you of this policy creating?
The policy is fantastic. It can be a game changer. It is up to us now to implement it with sincerity. The bureaucrats must make sure that it is implemented. They must get after implementation, whatever be the reason. And it is 2025. That means all that the Prime Minister is visualizing is by 2025. We are already in 2020, which half of it is already gone. So we have left with only 4.5 years. We must, just these 6 months should be left for anybody else. I think by 17th of August, anybody has got any queries or amendments to give, they can give. But after that, there should be hell for leather. Made in India and Make in India and Atmanirbhar. That's it. We have to do it. You can go starving for all I care, but you have to make it in India.
That was a great explanation by General Kulkarni on the new policies the MOD has come up with, the draft Defense Production Export Promotion Policy 2020. It has big aims of making India into an export, military equipment exporter of around $5 billion US and a turnover of around $35 billion. Thank you for speaking to us, General Kulkarni.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Draft Defense Production and Export Promotion Policy 2020. The participants were Lieutenant General Retired Sanjay Kulkarni, Defense Analyst, and Ajay Banerjee, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.com. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.